Namaste. Welcome to Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. I'm your host, Vatsal Mehta, and today's episode is going to be on calming the mind storms. The story I'm going to share today is based on how to make peace with our mind during a stressful, fearful, or a tough situation with ease and let the situation take its own course. Scientifically, it is known that during a stressful situation, our brain releases cortisol, a chemical in our brain that tends to flow more freely and spurs negative thoughts. With the story that I'll be sharing today, you will gain an insight on how you can be one with the eternal peace and love that's within yourself during such situations, and especially during such situations, in order to get rid of those automated negative thoughts, or ants, as the popular brain coach Jim Quick calls it. Because just like those ants, negative thoughts are irritating and disturbing for our soul's health. At the end, I'll also give you a tool to practice every day so that you can stay centered and peaceful throughout the day and not let any type of ants, or so to say, automated negative thoughts trouble your rightful peace. Let's begin with the story now, entitled The Tiger by Ramez Sessón. A teacher and a student were walking from one village to another, when suddenly they heard a roar behind them. Turning their gaze in the direction of the roar, they saw a big tiger following them. The first thing the student wanted to do was to run away, but since he has been studying and practicing self-discipline, he was able to stop himself from running and wait to see what his teacher would do. "What shall we do, master?" asked the student. The teacher looked at the student and answered in a calm voice, "There are several options. We can fill our minds with paralyzing fear so that we cannot move and let the tiger do with us whatever it pleases. We can let ourselves faint. We can also run away, but then it will run after us. We can fight it, but physically the tiger is stronger than us. We can pray to God to save us. This is another option. We can also send the tiger our love. There's one more thing that we can do. We can choose to influence the tiger with the power of our mind. However, this requires strong concentration. We can focus and meditate on the inner power that is within us and on the fact that we are one with the entire universe, including the tiger, and in this way, influence its soul." "Which option do you choose?" asked the master. "You are the master. You tell me what to do. We don't have much time," replied the student. The master turned his gaze fearlessly towards the tiger, emptied his mind from all thoughts, and entered a deep state of meditation. In his consciousness, he embraced everything in the universe, including the tiger. In this state of consciousness, the teacher became one with the consciousness of the tiger. Meanwhile, the student started to shiver with fear, as the tiger was already quite close, ready to make a leap at them. He was amazed at how his teacher could stay so calm and detached in the face of danger. Meanwhile, the teacher continued to meditate without fear. After a little while, the tiger gradually lowered its head and tail and turned around and went away. The student was astonished and asked his teacher, "What did you do?" "Nothing. I just cleared all thoughts from my mind and united myself in spirit with the tiger. We became united in peace on the spiritual level. The tiger sensed the inner calmness, peace, and unity and felt no threat or need to display violence. When the mind is silent and calm, its peace is automatically transmitted to everything and everyone around us, influencing them deeply," concluded the teacher. Now then, the element of keeping the mind still during a stressful situation is wonderfully portrayed by the teacher. The teacher approached the situation with a complete sense of inner harmony and totality, and as a result, the tiger walked away. Now, how do we recognize these qualities within ourselves? You see, I say recognize, because it's not about learning these qualities. It's about recognizing and developing them, because we already possess them within ourselves. It's thus the matter of being aware of these qualities, because everything we ever need to know and understand is inside us. As remarked by a well-known poet, "The universe is not outside of you. Look inside yourself. Everything you want, you already are." So how do we recognize the qualities of totality and inner harmony within us and use them as a shield to protect us from the attacks of automated negative thoughts? Here is the tool which will help you do so. And that tool is something which I like to term as the conscious shift. Now, how do you implement the conscious shift? In order to implement it, what you do is, whenever you find yourself in a situation of unease, anxiety, stress, tension, or worry, which ultimately are different forms of fear, what you do then is you mindfully acknowledge that thought and the feeling attached with it and replace them with a positive question or affirmation instead. Let me give you an example on how the conscious shift actually works. Suppose, imagine a situation where you're going to give a TED talk on what you're most passionate about to share with the world. Now think of what exactly would be going through your mind just before you appear on the stage in front of the audience to give your big speech. Let me tell you, maybe you'll experience some form of fear. It can range from slight nervousness to paralyzing fear and panic, shivering hands, quavering voice, and all sorts of negative effects. Now, this is the exact moment where you apply the conscious shift. How? You mindfully become aware of all different forms of nervousness you're experiencing and just acknowledge it by truly accepting it, because as soon as you accept it, it fades away. During this very moment, you separate yourself from your automated negative thoughts, and with your awareness, you sort of create a space between those thoughts and yourself. And this is where you infuse a powerful and optimistic affirmation or question. Like, an affirmation could be, "I'm going to give the most amazing speech I've ever given in my life, and whosoever shall listen to it be inspired by it." Or, the question could sound something like this: "What if I give the best speech of my life today? What if I inspire thousands of people to follow their passion, seeing me do so?" These affirmations and questions have really positive and powerful impact in making the clinginess of the mind disappear and allow you to identify and be in a state of oneness with your heart, where love, peace, and the good stuff dwells. Just like the teacher did when the tiger approached near him and his student. Eckhart Tolle said it precisely. Is fear preventing you from taking action? Acknowledge the fear. Watch it. Taking your attention into it, be fully present with it. Doing so cuts the link between the fear and your thinking. Do not let fear rise up into your mind. Use the power of now. Fear cannot prevail against it. The wonderful thing about the conscious shift is that you can practically apply it to any and every situation where you find yourself entangled in any form of stress or fear. And as you begin to practice and apply this tool in your everyday life, in any stressful situation, it will drastically reduce the number of negative thoughts during that time, and eventually you'll be able to handle any such situation like a pro without being affected by it, even at the slightest, by the mind. You will begin to notice that your approach towards such situations has started to shift completely, because now, whenever a stressful situation or fear knocks on your door, you respond to it mindfully from your heart rather than reacting to it instantly from your mind. Lastly, I'm really humbled to share with you this exclusive tool, the Conscious Shift, which I've developed into my life, and I have faith that if you inculcate it as well, it will shift your automated mind response from that of negative to a positive one in the occurrence of any fearful situation in your life, and help you calm the mind storms. Thank you so much for your time today. If you found this podcast of even a tiniest help to you in any way, please subscribe for more of it and share it with a friend who you think needs to hear this. That is all for today. Stay tuned for the next episode of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. Until then, always stay happy, keep smiling, live totally, and love beyond measure. Peace.